Dietz and Watson's been making meats and cheeses the right way since forever. What's that mean? It means never cutting corners, ever. It means cooking, not processing. It means our Virginia brand ham that's cooked to perfection, then twice baked to layer the flavors. It takes more time, but you can taste the difference. We come to work every day to do it the right way, even if it's the hard way. Because if it's not right for us, it's not right for you. Dietz and Watson, it's a family thing since 1939.
This is the story of the one. As head of maintenance at a concert hall, he knows the show must always go on. That's why he works behind the scenes, ensuring every light is working, the HVAC is humming, and his facility shines. With Grainger's supplies and solutions for every challenge he faces, plus 24/7 customer support, his venue never misses a beat. Call quickgrainger.com or just stop by. Grainger, for the ones who get it done.
All right, I'm ready when you are. You just let me know when you want to go.
All right, we're good.
All right, good. You good? You texting all your everybody and telling them that you're online with the coolest guy you've ever known right now?
I'm just texting Shanahan, telling him I'm going to roast you throughout this entire thing. You and your ankle pads.
All right, here we go, baby. It's time. It's Chris Sims Unbutton Podcast, and George Kittle's here. He's already giving me crap and telling me he's going to tell on me to coach Shanahan. Don't forget, I mean, you may be more important to him as of right now, but I have a longer history with him. So I feel like, you know, he might listen to me more than you. I don't know. What do you think?
I'm just going to let you believe whatever you want to believe. I'm in the building. It's all right.
Yeah, you're right. Good, good. Because I don't believe that crap that just came out of my mouth either. He's going to take your side every time. First off, what's up, man? How you doing? I mean, I like this new look. What do we got working now? We got the hair coming. Now we got this, you know, some chin music.
I got a lot going on right now. But yeah, no, the sweet chin music's always there, man. But the long hair is still going. I'm actually waiting on, you know, maybe work with some hair product at some point. But, you know, right now I'm just working with my guys at Old Spice because it's that good.
Oh, it is that good. Trust me. We're going to get to that Old Spice stuff because I'm a habitual user of it myself. So we'll talk about that. And I mean, if anybody needs Old Spice in the world, I've been around you. You smell. You need it a lot. So I understand them. You're a good, you know, jump off point for that. Oh, baby. Yeah. Get it in there.
This isn't fake. This is, we use it, man. It's that, right. It's that good.
I know they do. And you're the perfect poster child for that. All right. I want to just talk because, you know, I love you. You know that. I love your personality. You wear your heart on your sleeve. First off, like, I know it's Super Bowl week. I don't want to bring up bad memories, but like best and worst memory last year for you in the Super Bowl.
Best and worst memory?
Yep.
Well, worst would be losing. That'd be the worst memory. I'd have to say that. Best memory? Just being able to play in the game, honestly. I mean, it was a dream of mine. I like really running onto the football field, you know, with the whole team after they announced the team. I felt like I was in a dream, really. You know, just I was just so happy and, I don't know, actually emotional, just the fact that I got the opportunity to play in the Super Bowl. I mean, it's just an incredible feeling just to play on the biggest stage of all, you know, in a sport that I played since I was a little kid. And so, you know, definitely makes me hungry to be there again. And, you know, obviously this year was a disappointment because we didn't, you know, we really didn't come close to achieving any of that. But, you know, injuries happen and, just looking forward to being able to play football again because I've already got that itch to play.
Yeah, I bet you do. I mean, like, because I know you are emotional and you're that way, and I know you take the loss hard and everything that way. Like, how long did it take you to put it to bed to where you finally were like, all right, I'm over it. I'm not waking up every morning anymore now where I'm thinking about we lost.
All right. Well, I mean, I don't know if I fully put it because, you know, obviously like, you want to win the game, but that took a bit like, that took a while. that took a while. It took like 10 days in Cabo. Definitely some, you know, it was difficult, but what really helped was just getting back into a routine and, you know, starting the training for the following season is what just kind of helped me get through it. And, you know, I also have a fantastic support staff around me with my wife and my family and the guys I train with. So I put it to rest. And after that, I just moved on and was looking forward to the following season.
All right, one last question about, you know, just that off season, like with the weird off season last year. Do you think that like helped your team, hurt your team, getting over the Super Bowl loss? Was it good to get away? I mean, you tell me.
You know, for me, like, I like, you know, you want your vacation, you want your away time, you want your family time, but no, we had a lot of new, we had a lot of moving pieces last offseason. You know, we had a couple guys retire. We brought in some new guys. And I think that, you know, being able to have an OTAs where the guys could have, you know, built more relationships, built a bit like a foundation before the season, I think it would have been very helpful. You know, but that we weren't allowed to do that. I think the guys that we brought in, like Trent Williams, was incredible for us all year. He played at an incredibly high level. You know, that's why I got another Pro Bowl nod. And, you know, and then just some rookies. I think, you know, Coach Shanahan's offense is very complex. There's a lot to it. And so I think, like, as a rookie, it would have been very difficult, you know, to learn that offense. And I know myself as a rookie, if I wouldn't have had OTAs and preseason games, I don't know if I would have made the team, really, with like that offense and the complications of it. So, you know, there are a lot of difficulties, but, you know, I think our team responded well. You know, definitely, like I said, not the season we wanted, but, you know, with all the injuries we had, I was really happy with the effort that the guys put on the field every single day.
Yeah, no question. That showed. I mean, you know, like, you're a psycho in a good way, just like your head coach. And I mean that with all due respect because your love of the game. But, like, how do you stay upbeat in a year like this when you're just constantly, you know, dealing with adversity, whether it's the team, your injuries, the injuries and other guys on the football team?
I mean, we're moving an entire franchise to Arizona in 36 hours. Yeah, I mean, there were a lot of moving pieces that, you know, happened. How do I stay positive? Well, I get to play football, which has been a dream of mine since I was a little kid. And so, you know, that's all it is I wake up every single day and I have a dream job. So I'm not going to, you know, let a little adversity, you know, take that away from me. So I just look at it every single day that I get to play football today. I get to go hang out with my friends today. And I get to be better today. So that's really all that was. And it's really not that hard for me to stay positive, despite all the negative things that happened. Cause there's still a lot of good football being played. You know, we had guys step up, you know, like a guy like Kerry Hyder, you know, who had, I want to say 9 to 10 sacks and is, you know, going to get paid, and I'm incredibly happy for him. So, you know, guys took advantage of the opportunity, you know, that were out there on the field.
Yeah. All right. So more of like the personal aspect to where, I know you're a good friend. I know you like Jimmy Garoppolo. He's your buddy. You support him in all ways. I hear the quotes you talk about. You know, how do you deal with, like, one of your better friends on the football team and you hear, you know, we're looking for a new quarterback, the trade conversations and all that kind of, you know, bull crap rumors that are out there?
I mean, that is what they are. I mean, it's chatter, it's rumors. The 49ers aren't in the playoffs, so what's the next best thing to talk about? Let's talk about the quarterback, because that's all we ever talk about is Jimmy G, and there's apparently always controversy, I guess. Yeah, Twitter, I think Jimmy's been trending on Twitter every single day since the season ended. It's been pretty incredible. That has to be a record. But, I mean, it is what it is.
Do you get sick of it? Do you get sick of hearing that? Do you think that kind of rallies the team around Jimmy G sometimes?
The team loves Jimmy G. I mean, you like what he does in practice, his leadership skills, you know, and I know he didn't have the year that he wanted to have, obviously, you know, high ankle sprains are tough and you can't really, you know, push off and stuff like that. But, I think overall, you know, Jimmy's our quarterback and he's a great quarterback and the guys support him. I support him. I believe in him. You know, I believe in our front office. I believe in John and Kyle. I think they're making the right decision. And, no, I like being out there and playing football, Jimmy, because I think he makes me a better football player. So, but yeah, I think I've answered this question. I think I'm at 210 now, the amount of times that I've answered this question since last Super Bowl. But, you know, I'll just keep going strong because I'm going to be here all day.
You are going to be here all day because Old Spice is paying you the big bucks. Tell us what you're doing for them.
Ooh, I got to work with Old Spice. And I'm really excited about this because I think the messaging is really good. It's really cool. And it's all about, like, this past year has been really tough for everybody, right? You know, Zoom calls, you wake up out of bed, you throw on sweatpants and your blazer and you go to your work meeting. And I know you get out of a routine. You can't, you know, you're not your normal self every day. And, you know, after a while you can kind of be your own harshest critic and you can kind of talk down to yourself. And so all Old Spice is doing is, you know, making sure you smell good with the new Dynasty deodorant. And, it just gives you the confidence to, you know, be your most confident self, be your best self, you know, smell good, feel good, play good. And really, you smell ready for anything. And so you can go into any situation confident, and you're not gonna, you know, be worried about if you're sweating or if you don't smell very good or if you're, you know, just not in your right mind space. So I'm really excited to be working with Old Spice because I think it's a great message of self-confidence.
Yeah, it is great. You are self-confident. You smell. So those are two winning combinations for this. And like, really, all seriousness. I mean, were you cheating there? Did you have to look at like note cards just to stay on your talking points? Yeah. I'm calling your butt out. I'm calling you out.
Yeah, Chris, you're my third show. And so I've already got the routine down. I'm ready. I'm locked in. I'm loaded. Hey, lock in, focus up, and attack, man. That's all you
okay. got. Okay. All right. You're the man. I just want to keep you for like two more questions and I'll let you go because I
you're
know
good.
You got a lot of other people to talk to. One, I want to ask you about Kelce. Like, I want to ask you in one, what do you love about his game? And then two, like, it's you and him for the best tight end in football. What's the next like thing you want to work on in your game that's kind of bothering you going into the offseason?
Let's see. Well, I'll talk about myself, what things that I could improve on. I mean, obviously, I would like to get better, you know, the longer distance routes, you know, some longer distance third down stuff, you know, just getting open man coverage, you know. I think there's definitely plays that, you know, I could have made this year, that I didn't make. So just being able to finish those plays and, you know, and that's just confidence in yourself, you know, how you talk to yourself. So I'm not too worried about that, but just gives me something to work on, you know, just consistency and, you know, obviously staying on the field and being healthy is, the one thing I would love to be able to do this year and I need to do. But you know, talking to Travis, an amazing tight end, he's having a hell of a year, catches everything that's thrown at him, makes plays left and right. It's just fun to, you know, see him do that because he's a guy that, you know, he wants to be considered, you know, one of the best to do it at his position. And it's awesome to see a guy who says that and then also, you know, does it. And it's fun to watch that and just his skill. And just like I said, the level he's playing at right now is just it's elite. And it's fun to watch that because whenever tight ends play well, it elevates the bar for all of us and it makes us all have to play at that level. And so I love that out of him.
Yeah, well, you're both ballers. I mean, you're both, in my opinion, the two best tight ends in the game and fun to watch. All right, like, I talked to your head coach, Kyle Shanahan, last year in the offseason, and I just asked him, like, about the Chiefs a little bit. Like, when was that moment in the game you felt the momentum turn? I asked about that 3rd and 15, and he was like, no, not then. He goes, they scored 2017, but then it was that next 3 and out that you guys had on the offensive side of the ball where he told me, he went, uh-oh, momentum has definitely changed. Like, what was that moment for you in that football game where you went, oh, man, what happened to the game we were just in that we were dominating and controlling everything?
I'd have to agree with them. You know, after like the 3rd and 15, they go down and score. I was like, well, we're still in the lead. We're playing really well right now on offense. You know, I'm not really too worried about it. And then we go 3 and out. And I was like, well, their offense is on a roll. And, you know, when their offense is moving, there's not really much you can do about it. You know, I mean, I think we had one of the best defenses ever last year and the level they were playing at. But, you know, when you have weapons like they do on offense, you have Patrick Mahomes, a quarterback who can sling it and move anywhere in the pocket. Yeah, after that 3 and out, I was like, well, we're going to have to pull something out because they're going to do a lot of work right here. And so, I agree with Coach Shannon. That was probably the moment. But question for you, that was the last time you've talked to him was last season. You guys really aren't even that good of friends. That's, that's crazy.
No, we're not. I'm in the media. I'm Johnny Media. That's what he calls me. So he doesn't want to tell me much. All right. We haven't professionally talked since that on my podcast. Now we've talked many times. Yes. But, you know, this
Humble
season,
brand.
it's hard to get in contact. You guys are busy, especially a head coach. So that's just the way it goes. All right. Wait, last one. This is it. Because no one talks about this aspect. And I just figure who better than you to ask. The Chiefs defense. Nobody ever brings them up. Like, what do you think about, you know, when you think of them? I mean, I still think of Chris Jones batting that ball down on that 3rd down. And I go, man, Kittle's wide open. He's going to get a 1st down and a big gain there to them. But what makes them, you know, able to rise to the occasion in your eyes?
I think it's just their confidence, really. They're playing at such a high level, but they're all confident in each other too. Like they expect each other to make those plays. And so they play off of each other. Like they're not worried about the guy. They're not saying, okay, I got to make up for this guy. They're out there like Matthews, like, he doesn't have to worry about anybody else. So he's just out there playing his football, which allows him to get the interceptions, which allows him to get the big hits, which allows him to put other guys in position to make those plays. You know, their linebackers are playing at a high level with Hitchens. You know, they're playing very well together, but they're just, I think it's their confidence that I just see when you watch the tape. They love playing football together, obviously. And, that's what you can just see them all over the field, their confidence and really their swagger. And they're playing at an incredibly high level right now.
Yeah. It's a lot like you guys. I felt like last year, you guys both had great confidence. And of course I know you do it yourself. You're awesome, man. I appreciate you doing this. Seriously. Good luck with everything. Stay healthy. All right. And, Old Spice, good luck with everything there. I mean, you're a good poster child for them. Yeah, get in the weight room, too. I've seen more impressive pecs before. Oh.
Hey, it's January. I was in Kabul for a little bit, man, so I wasn't working out every single day. So just my routine, I start back up this week.
Oh, did I hit a nerve there? Oh, you got a little.
You did mildly. You can ask me about Jimmy G and the Niners and the Super Bowl all day, but don't come at me, man. Come on. That's aggressive. All right.
Okay, well, one of these days I'm going to go there and put you in your place on the bench press and do something like that.
You won't. Your leg press is my bench press.
Okay. You the man, George. Be good, buddy.
Cheers, Chris.
See you, dude.
Thanks for having me.
Around any corner, within every battle, and with the dawn of each new day, the threat of the unexpected, the unpredictable, and the unrelenting lies in wait. But Marines will always be there. They are the constant in the chaos. No matter the battlefield, Marines adapt to win, defeating every shifting threat, protecting our nation's future. The few, the proud, the Marines.
Reese's peanut butter cups are the greatest, but let me play devil's advocate here. Let's see. So, no, that's a good thing. that's definitely not a problem. Reese's, you did it. You stumped this charming devil.
The longest field goal ever attempted is 76 yards. The longest field goal ever missed? Also 76 yards. Why bring this up? Because knowing your limits matters, both when you're kicking a field goal and when you gamble. Betting more than you're comfortable with is like trying a 70-yard field goal. It probably won't go well. So set a limit when you gamble and stick to it. Want more helpful tips like this? Go to KeepItFunOhio.com for games, quizzes, and lots of ways to keep your gambling from getting out of hand.
Oh, baby, that's right. I got a legend here. His name's Mark Ingram. Yes, and I knew his dad, Mark Ingram, who was also a legend in my book. No doubt about that. What's up, my dude? How are you?
Hey, man, all's good, man. You show love to my dad, so, you know, it always hits home. So I appreciate the love.
Right. You know, I do love your dad. I mean, of course, he was a special part of my dad's career. And I don't, you know, I know you and I have talked a little just like, about your dad and my dad, but I don't think we've ever really got into it like a whole lot to where, well, you know, your memories of your dad's career, you know, how much do you remember, or is it more just going back, watching old videotapes and things like that?
Yeah. So I remember sometimes, like, I don't remember the Super Bowl run that they had, but I do remember, you know, like when I was a little older. So I remember going to the games. I remember hanging out in the locker room. You know, and I obviously remember watching, you know, college highlights, like just like studying them, you know, Super Bowl catch, you know, the fake spike to Marino. There's so many catches and plays that he made over the years, you know, third down in the Super Bowl where he broke out a tackle.
In Tampa.
Yes, in Tampa. So lots of great memories that I do remember, you know, being young and experiencing it, but I was super young, like during the Super Bowl run and things like that. But, you know, I have a lot of great memories of, you know, being in the locker room, hanging out with some of his teammates, throwing the ball on the field with him. A lot of great memories, man. What about you?
Well, I mean, I was at that game, you know, Super Bowl 25. And whenever I think of your dad, I think of that. And, you know, my dad wasn't playing. He broke his foot earlier in that year. But still, I mean, of course, I'm sitting there rooting for the Giants, and your dad, that's one of the all-time third and 13, catches the ball about 8 yards over the middle. Anybody watching this interview has got to go look this up, because he catches it in a crowd of people, breaks some ankles, then has a guy holding on to him, and is like one leg hopping his way, right, to reach for the first down. I mean, special. It gives me chills, actually, as I sit here and think about it right now.
Yeah, that's dope.
So, it really was. It was dope. But that was a dope game. And there we're back in Tampa for the Super Bowl this year. Wait, so why no receiver? Like, did you do that growing up at all in Little League football?
Well, hey, I played everything, man. You know, if you go look at my high school, you know, recruiting profile, it says athlete, man. You know, so play running back, play receiver, was playing linebacker. And even in high school, I was playing corner or safety, kick return, punt return, you know. When you're young and playing football, you do everything. You know, your best players and your best athletes are all over the field doing everything. Not saying I was one of the best players or best athletes, but that's what the coaches had me doing. So,
well, come on. I mean, yeah, I think it's safe to say you were one of the best players and best athletes.
But,
all right.
But you don't see it, man. I got the receiver hands, man. You know, when my coaches let me come out the backfield, you know, I'll go out there, make some plays, you know, catch the ball, make some plays in space, score some receiving touchdowns. You know, my hands is elite. My route running skills is elite. You know, I got to thank the pops for that one, you know?
Yeah, no, I know. You're right. You don't, you never got your due justice in what you could do in the pass game. You are. Right. You're pretty quality.
Complete back, man. All around back, do everything very well, you know, so.
No, and really, really, this is where I want to have a real talk with you because, you know, first off, like, what was this year like for you? These last 2 years, you had 2019 where you were unbelievable and a big part of this awesome Ravens offense. You're expecting the same thing again the next year, and Injuryville happens. Just how did you process this season?
Yeah, man, it was a challenging season, I think, for many people. Just, you know, obviously the COVID season, and then, you know, coming in after basically almost having my best year as a pro in 2019, just feeling great, feeling ready, obviously wanting to help my team, you know, do everything I can to win Super Bowl. So it was obviously challenging. I had the ankle injury early in the year. And when I came back off the ankle, I was back for like a game, and then the COVID hit, and then came back after that. And then, you know, so slowly, you know, the role and the direction the team wanted to go, you know, that was difficult, you know what I mean? But I was there supporting my teammates. I wanted to do everything I could possibly do to stay ready, stay focused, stay prepared, and encourage them to win a game, and while keeping myself prepared to help the team in any form needed, you know. So, you know, obviously my role wasn't what I wanted, but good thing about it is I'm healthy, I'm fresh. I know I can still play this game at a high, high level for a long time. So I'm excited about my new opportunity to be with the team, you know, whatever my new team may be. I'm excited about the opportunity, and they're going to be getting a good player that's motivated, that's hungry, and that still has a lot of great football left, man. I got a lot of run left in these young legs, so I'm excited about the future.
I know you do, and first off, I want to give you mad respect for being selfless during the year and everything like that, and kind of fading away into the background, even though you were such a big part of the foreground the year before. So, like, major props to you there.
No, I appreciate it, man. The team always comes first. My guys always come first. We put in blood, sweat, and tears to do it. So, you know, I don't control, you know, there's certain things that you don't control within the team, within the organization. And, you know, I couldn't control some of the things that were going on, but I could control how I act, how I approach the day, how I encourage my teammates, everything I do to elevate my teammates. So that's what I try to do.
Yeah, I know you do. I mean, that's you're a football guy. And that's where, like, I know you understand the business because your dad was involved in it. Like, what's it like kind of being in this spot, you know, you're in right now? I can remember it a little bit because, like you said, you could still play. You still know you can contribute to a team and help out. But you're getting to that age in your career where guys are scared to give them a lot of money because he could wear down. Your minimum's a lot because once you get, you know, past year eight, it's a pretty big number.
Yeah.
Like, yeah, how do you kind of compartmentalize all that stuff too?
Well, like I said, man, you know, you get a lot of anxiety and you get a lot of stress when you worry about things you can't control. And things that I'm controlling right now is I'm healthy, I'm fresh, I'm ready to go. I'm going to be training hard, you know what I mean? Doing everything I need to do to make sure my body's physically, mentally, and that I'm emotionally ready to, you know, be an asset to a team. So, you know, there is those things where, you know, they say, oh, he's 30 or he's been in the league, you know, 10 years, going on his 11th year. But I like to, you know, just encourage people to turn on the tape. Don't watch my birthday. You know what I mean? Watch what I do on the field. Watch how I move. You know what I mean? Watch how I play. You know, if you compare my amount of touches and my amount of carries to those who are maybe 5, 6, 7 years league in years in the league, you know, they almost have maybe as much, you know, carries as me, more touches, and, you know, in many cases. So my wear and tear is not there. I've been healthy for the most part, you know, haven't had any, you know, significant injuries. You know what I mean? Everything that I've had, I've been able to bounce back and become a better player from it. So I'm just excited about the opportunity that I have, man. It's a world of unknown. You know, I'm a free agent. My first time being a free agent, not with the team, you know what I mean? So
right.
I'm excited just to see, you know, what teams are interested, what teams come and have opportunity for me to come in and help them win. So I want to be a champion, and I want to be a great player for organization, a great person for a city. So I'm looking forward to the opportunity. I'm looking forward to the future. And I don't know exactly where it's going to be yet, but I know it's going to be, you know, a great story wherever I do land.
Yeah, well, I know you're going to work, and I know you still got mileage left on those legs. I mean, I could see it before you got hurt your ankle and all that. There's still plenty of pop and explosion there. I mean, all right, here's another thing I'm, like, intrigued by. This, your career and the aspect of, hey, I know Alabama, I don't want to end on that, but you played for two top-notch organizations.
Yeah,
I just love to hear – and two psycho coaches, and I mean that in a good way. But, like, tell me, like, the brilliance of Sean Payton's psychoness and then maybe the brilliance of John Harbaugh's psychoness.
Man, like you said, first and foremost, I play for two first-class organizations. They treat the players the right way. They have Super Bowl at the forefront of what they're trying to do, winning at the forefront of what they're trying to do. But, you know, Sean, man, he's an offensive genius, man. He knows offense. He knows how to kind of, like, poke at his players to get them going, to get them motivated, you know. Sean is Sean, man. Just a fun dude, you know, crazy dude, you know. You know what I mean?
I know. And throw lots of jabs at you to motivate you and do things like that.
Yeah,
I know. He's a leave, shit talker for sure.
Leave the gas can in veterans' lockers saying don't run out of gas, you know what I mean? So, you know, he always has ways to motivate you and, you know, find unique ways to motivate you and challenge you and get you ready to go. And Harb's obviously a defensive guy, special teams coach. A guy who's really close with his players, like listens to input from his players, and just physical, tough, the way he coaches, but, you know, takes care of guys, shows guys respect, lets guys be who they are. And, you know, I'm just thankful that I was able to play for two great coaches, two great organizations, and, you know, just have great memories with both organizations that will last me a long time, so a lifetime. So I'm just thankful that I've been with two great places, two great coaches, with many a great teammates. And over the years, man, it's a blessing to be a part of, you know, the Saints for 8 years and now the Ravens for the past 2 years. It's just been tremendous. It's been awesome. I'm looking forward to, you know, continuing my career, hopefully with, you know, another great coach, another great organization with a chance to go win a championship. So looking forward to it.
Yeah, playbook-wise, what was harder to learn? All those damn runs up in Baltimore or all those Sean Payton psycho pass plays?
Hey, I was in the Saints system for so long, man. It felt like, you know, just like writing your name and brushing your teeth in the morning. You know what I mean? I knew that playbook, you know, through and through, but there were so many little nuances, you know, where we can make complicated, you know what I mean? Because Drew could go to the line with 5-6 different plays. You know, he might have two packages, you know, based on the signal or emotion or
right.
coverage, whatever they're doing. He'll change to one of six plays, you know what I mean? Change the protection. So, you know, that was tough. But when I went to Baltimore, man, you know, we installing like 50 runs, you know what I mean? We're going into a game with 50 different variations of a run. So, you know, we got reverse entry runs, QB-driven runs, runs where we gonna have to block for the quarterback. You know, so, you know, and then still, you know, the passing game too, being able to tap in with that. A lot of warp plays, you know, in Baltimore, they had a lot of plays where it was just one word plays. I think like maybe 100 of them, one word plays. And when he calls out the word, you already know what the play is. So it's fast, it's warp speed. So you have to know all the plays. So, you know, it's the NFL offense, man. NFL offense is always unique, always complicated in its own way. And you have to be successful at this level. So, you know, both offenses are, you know, complete difference with each other, but super fun to play in.
it seems like it. I mean, it definitely does. For a running back, there's lots to do there. All right, now, like, let's get to the important stuff. Lego my ego, okay? Because, oh, I grew up on those right there. I grew
yes,
up
sir.
Staple
yes, sir.
In the Sims household. And especially if mom wasn't around there to cook me breakfast, I was definitely going to a Kellogg's ego waffle. What are you doing with them?
Facts, facts. You know, I'm just here with Ego Waffles, man. You know, parents everywhere know how crazy the morning could be. I have four kids, so parents everywhere know how crazy the mornings could be. So with Eggos, we're encouraging parents just to let go of that morning mayhem and embrace the small wins, like the comfort of having a warm breakfast. You know what I mean? So my kids eat them. I eat them. You know, we'll throw them in the toaster, you know, warm, hot, crispy breakfast. They munching on them, you know, give you some time to, you know, get yourself together in the morning, get your time to, you know, while the kids eating and some of that craziness is calming down, you know, gives you time just to, you know, whatever your morning fix is, get you a cup of coffee, read the paper, whatever it is, you know, get your fix in. But they're also giving away 1 million waffles, you know, to encourage parents to, you know, let go of that morning stress, let go of Ego, and just, you know, so they're giving away 1 million waffles, and you could check that out on their all their social media channels. They're giving away 1 million waffles, and you can also check it out on LegoWithEgo.com. So they're doing some great things, and I'm happy to partner with them. And like I said, my kids eat them, I eat them, and Lego Ego. That's the name.
Lego with my Ego. I hear you. Yeah. Hey, and that's an awesome thing to be a part of, especially right now with the pandemic, everything going on. I mean, damn, one of my kids, it's snowstorm up here. It's these parents, man, they got their hands full right now. Yeah, so that's awesome that they're giving out some waffles. I like to let the butter sit, and then I let pancakes, I let the syrup sit on. I let it like get a little soggy, and then I crush it. That's kind of my go-to.
Hey, man, however you want to freak it up, however you want to fix it. You can put the butter, and then put the syrup, and throw some strawberries on there. Sometimes my kids, if we rush, and they just – bare face in the waffle, you know what I mean? No syrup, no butter, no nothing. They just out there, you know, just bugging. So, you know, Lego, get it done. My Ego.
Hey, you the man, Mark. I know you got to go and you got to talk to more people, but really respect your career. Thanks for taking some time out. I'm rooting for you, man. Keep working. Kick some ass, dude.
Hey, I appreciate the love, man. God bless.
See you, bro. Be good. Go Giants. Big Blue.
Sir, Big Blue.
See ya. See ya. Right. Be good.
The longest field goal ever attempted is 76 yards. The longest field goal ever missed? Also 76 yards. Why bring this up? Because knowing your limits matters, both when you're kicking a field goal and when you gamble. Betting more than you're comfortable with is like trying a 70-yard field goal. It probably won't go well. So set a limit when you gamble and stick to it. Want more helpful tips like this? Go to KeepItFunOhio.com for games, quizzes, and lots of ways to keep your gambling from getting out of hand.
Start clean with Clorox, because Clorox delivers a powerful clean every time. Because messes happen. Because... I have a charcoal mask. Great, because why would I put that on my face when I could drop it in my sink? This is what I get for multitasking. Ugh, why is charcoal so sticky?
Hello?
Hey, Janice. I am so sorry. I thought I was on mute. No, we don't need to reschedule. I'll just stay off camera. Ooh, yeah, that happens. So start clean with Clorox. Use Clorox products as directed.